Good morning. Good morning. We continue talking about anger. Anger is really, really bad. It's really, really horrible. It really, really stinks. I want to say three quick things about anger. Anger. Feeling angry? Feel angry? Good. Three quick things about anger. First of all, anger comes to our minds, and we should think about anger at three specific times as it relates to anger. Number one, we should think about anger. Of course, while we're angry, we have to figure out how to stop. Also, we have to think about right before we become angry. Also, we should be thinking about a long time before we become angry in order to train ourselves, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. I don't think most people here are angry, I think. But we're trying to train ourselves that if the moment should ever come that we become angry, we are prepared. There's actually a fourth time. The fourth time is after we're angry and we're done being angry. And now, how do we feel about ourselves? So this is the first thing I want to mention. Just because you get angry doesn't mean you are a bad person. You are working on yourself. Of course, if you don't care about getting angry, maybe perhaps you should be thinking about that. But a person should know, you got angry, it doesn't mean you are a horrible person who cannot be saved and you are irredeemable. Don't think like that. That's the first thing. Anger is something we're working on and we never quit on ourselves. That's the first thing. Second thing is, it's a very important line here. At the very, very end of the section, the Or HaSadikim talks about anger. He writes over here something very high and mighty. Tzivu chacham le'esrachik menakas. Chazal have told us, distance ourselves from anger. Ad sheyinag atzmei shelo yargish afilu b'dvarim amachisim ha'isa. Until a person gets to the point where he doesn't even feel it. He doesn't feel it in the first place. He doesn't have to stop himself. He doesn't feel it at all. Things don't bother him. Ad sheyakir akas me'liboy. Until he can uproot the anger from his heart. V'zeh derech ha'tev. That's great. V'derech tzadikim. The way of tzadikim is, heim ne'alovim v'loy olvim. They become insulted, but they never respond. Shem mecher pasim v'ina me'yishivim. Oyse me'ava. And then he says this line, Oyse me'ava, they act with love, usmechim biyisurim, and they rejoice with difficulties. What does that have to do at all with getting angry? Rejoice with difficulties. Difficulties are things that Hashem does to me. Hashem made my life difficult. Hashem gave me a challenge. What does that have to do with getting angry? So that brings me to my second 2 points. If a person wants to work on anger, something he should be thinking about is, do I have emunah? Do I have faith? Am I a person who believes in God? If I'm a person who believes in God, then I have to believe in two things. And these are my second and third points. Two things. Thing number one I have to be thinking about is that somebody is guiding my life. And if somebody is guiding my life, he has a nice idea. He has a big plan. And I should be trusting Hashem. I won't be so worked up and getting angry if I know Hashem is running my life. And the second thing you should be thinking about is that if Hashem is running my life, it's all going to end up okay. You don't have to worry about it. You get angry because you think things are out of your control. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. That's what he means at the end of here. A person can rejoice even when there are difficulties. Just another challenge. I went to the gym today, not me personally, but I went to the gym today. I thought I couldn't do 200 pounds, and I did it. Smechim biyisurim. It's a challenge. I know it's going to be okay. I know Hashem is in control. He's guiding my life. I don't have to be worried. And the first thing I said is that if you do get angry, don't feel down in the dumps about it. You're going to work on a bit. It's not the end of the world. You're not irredeemable. Everybody should have a wonderful day.